This is the second day of the November-December 2014 four-day retreat in Springwater. There were some questions that came up, questions and comments in the group yesterday that are still working here. And I hope it's okay to, I hope no one feels betrayed by, if they felt it was their question, having that question looked at. We didn't say anything ahead of time, but it's been found here that actually one person came up and apologized after the group for stirring things up by asking a question or making a comment. And it's so, I'd say, I don't know if this is a word, but vitalizing. Refreshing. Tony used to say it gets the pump working or something like that, the juices flowing. To have a question, to have a serious question, comment. Nothing's disturbed. And if it is, well, so be it. Can look at that too. But the sense here is that questions are the lifeblood of this work. It's not going with what? All of the preformed assumptions, conclusions, the dullness of no questioning, just blah. So one of the observations or questions was around judgment. And upon reflection this morning, it was remembered that that was really a strong question in the last, not too long ago, all-day sitting, or the dialogue after the all-day sitting. And it's probably been a question since time immemorial. And the other question that came up, this was after people had started to leave, but you could see somebody was really, something was bubbling up for them. And I'll say it as well as I can. I can't remember it exactly, but it was something like, we could even take judgment. When things are seen as coming and going, emotions, thoughts, what we call weather. It's freezing yesterday, it's wonderfully warm today, wonderfully cold yesterday. Snow is melting, dripping. If everything comes and goes, maybe even this sense of a separate self, then what am I? What is this? What's sitting here? And somebody else put it, maybe a similar question, is there an I that's not part of all of this me stuff. Me stuff being these movements. Jealousy, fear, anxiety. So that's a lot of stuff. And we'll see what comes of it. The way the person in the all day sitting asked the question or made the observation was that she noticed that there were a lot of thoughts, and that there were thoughts that she didn't like, that were bad thoughts, negative thoughts. And there was a judgment, too much thinking, wrong thinking. And then a question, why am I judging? Or what can I do about the judging? So it's sort of neat the way it was laid out. That just the layers of complication, the thoughts, and then the judgment that some thoughts are not so good, and the judgment that thoughts altogether should be quieter, more sparse, more spacious. And further, we'll call it another judgment that I shouldn't be judging. What's coming to mind right at this moment, it's almost an addiction. But that's not probably quite the right word. But it's hard for this brain to kind of not participate and provide an evaluation of whatever is going on, or whatever is appearing or not going on. And we call that judgment. It's so deeply ingrained. I was thinking this morning, it's so much a part of our Western culture, at least in the predominant religious traditions, to fear judgment, or that we should fear judgment from a just God, from our peers, if we do wrong, and all of this internalized. It's like walking through a minefield. You can never get it right. Not 100%. Or the other metaphor or image that comes to mind is kind of a shadow companion. In cartoons, it's like a little angel and devil on the shoulders. You did that well. You screwed up this one. You really screwed up this time. And And it's externalized. Maybe we get sick of hearing the internal voice. So-and-so could do better if they tried. Or those people, are this or that, or they lack this. They're lazy. They're superstitious, but I'm not. It's always in a kind of contrast, or a competition, or it becomes a sort of affirmation. When I judge others, at least I'm not like that. Although that's been found here to be a very suspicious statement, or maybe it's not even stated that coarsely or unsubtly, but as soon as I'm kind of focusing on someone else's greed, and then it comes as a kind of shock when it's seen here, that exact same thing. Picture coming to mind of a muddy puddle or field. When it dries out, when it bakes in the sun, and all of these cracks and fissures form. The judging that layers upon itself, divides, chops up, separates, at least in thought. Whether there's really separation or not, it's another question. But when the activity is so strong that it kind of blocks out any quiet or sensitivity, seeing, then it's not a question of whether the judgments are real or not. They're accepted as fact. And we're ready to go to war with ourselves or each other. There's not much difference. It's whatever's handy. I don't know why, but it must in some way it's living in that fantasy. In the image of bad and good, the acceptance of that formula. So taking the first example with the thoughts, the bad thoughts. I don't think this is any one person's example. And the judgment. Don't think so much. Don't have bad thoughts and don't judge. I don't see any way to approach that or to get a little breathing room, to be able to see what's going on there without some quieting. Or someone said yesterday, with some openness that doesn't take anything for granted, that makes it possible to just hear the different voices, to see the complication. Because if I try to think myself through it, well, I guess I'm not that bad. Last time I was thinking more, these thoughts are pretty bad, but they're not. It just kind of adds more content. Remember, just a memory coming up of an art class that I took once. And the teacher's main theme was always stop. Stop putting more stuff on the paper or the canvas. Because you get to a point where you think you can just kind of keep improving, or else correcting the mistakes by drawing over, erasing, or layering more stuff on. And then it's a mess. Maybe a creative mess, people like to say, but more of a mess. And that quality of stopping. It interrupts that, I say that little Mr., Mrs., Miss, Ms., fix it. There can be a quiet. And a wondering. What is it that judges? What's so important about this? And that voice that says, you've got to get it right. If you don't get it right, really bad things are going to happen. And what we're trying to get right is what? Thinking. Or acting. Emoting. Feeling. Even if there's a pain in the hip. Or the shoulder. Legs. It can kind of sneak in. I shouldn't feel that way. What am I doing wrong? Well, I'm getting old. Well, that's wrong. Shouldn't get old. What'll happen next? It's amazing. It's amazing if it's, and it's funny, humorous, light, when it's seen. The jumping back and forth between the two poles of right and wrong, good and bad. Like trying to balance on a very thin wire. What if? Or is it scary? What if, or is it scary to question even that notion of good and bad, the solidity of that? To wonder if there really is such a thing. The fear, the scary part, might be that without that rudder or steering mechanism, I'll just go haywire. I'll do whatever I want. I'll be a really bad person. Society will crumble. What are we doing now? We're fighting over everything. And nothing. So maybe there's a wondering here if it's possible to get some feeling for this tendency to identify with this side or that side, with the good me and the bad me, the good people and the bad people. And in the wondering, in the quieting, maybe there could possibly be moments. I say that it is possible. I don't have to be so equivocal. But I've seen it that it really doesn't matter. And what else is coming up is that there's a wondering if there might be goodness, for lack of a better word. That doesn't emerge from this fight with opposites. That may be here. It doesn't need intention or cultivation. I think Sandra was saying yesterday that, I hope I have this right, we can go around, put on a friendly face when we're not feeling friendly. But I think we're pretty good at reading each other in that way. We can see that. So, what's coming is a wondering as if there can be a goodness that it's not intentional. It's not going from me to you. It's part and parcel of this quieting, or it is this quieting. Seeing what needs to be done. It happens. I was washing the dishes yesterday, and this is a very small retreat. And I was wondering where all of these people came from, that wanting to help or just coming in and helping. People just seeing that something needs to be done and jumping in. And there was something. I don't know how other people felt, but a kind of harmony. And it was fun. It was quick. Maybe if it lasted for 3 hours of dishwashing. But who knows? We can't judge. In the sense that we really don't know. I'm not saying we can't judge, we shouldn't judge, but we just don't know. And judging assumes that there is this knowledge, this ultimate knowledge of what's right and what's wrong, and what's good and what's bad, and what I'm supposed to be, and what I am. And this relaxing or sitting back or quieting or stopping doesn't know. think I wrote down the word confidence, but I'm not sure if that's the word that I really want in my little notes. That we somehow lack confidence in this quiet. Well, who lacks it? I don't know. But there's some busyness that, out of habit or out of training or who knows where, that finds it hard to let it be. But it's not impossible. And it kind of speaks for itself. The quiet. The spaciousness that we talked about. In group and in these talks. The real sense of roominess. When on its own, this judgment abates. It can be the most amazing thing that you're ready to jump on somebody. And somehow, just at that moment, I don't know what, it's just the falseness of it reveals itself. And it doesn't happen. And it's like the tension, the tightness releases. Expands. There's expansiveness. Space. For people, things, life. To be as it is. And that's not a stagnant thing. It's amazing. Trying to tie things down in thought somehow gives a false sense of comfort that things are like this, they'll always be like this. But it's a very shallow and uncomforting comfort. I said before, it's blah. There's an energy in this not knowing. So maybe for a few minutes to look at, take a few minutes to look at this question. Again, another question that may be as old as human beings. Or beyond human beings. A who or a what am I? And for the person who brought it up, seeing that, well, it's not this and it's not that. Maybe it sounds like the easy answer. But it's so that this is not a question that anyone else can answer for us, for me, for you, for people. And there's a beauty in that. Why take what someone else has said? Although in the group, in the sort of the trailings of the group, people, yeah, well, maybe we could just have something. We don't even care if it's true. And That's so. It was the people were joking, but something to hang on to. Some identity. So sitting quietly, in this chair there's the sound of drops, sounds like drops, a tapping. Breathing. I call it breathing, but it's so taken for granted. It just occurs at this moment. I have no idea what it is, but the feeling of it. And one can make a scientific explanation about oxygen. The oxygen, I don't even want to go any further with it. I'm being way over my head. But the felt, the feeling, the diaphragm or the chest, the sense, the listening, the awareness, the seat or the cushion, maybe some stiffness in the back or hips or legs. And those are all descriptions, very partial. But there is that awareness. An awareness. Whatever we want to call it. So in a moment, sitting quietly, of sitting, or standing, or walking, working, washing dishes, chopping, it's a little bit of an addition, isn't it? To say, there must be somebody doing this. Or something. It is an amazing here-ness. And something wants to ascribe cause, ownership. And is it possible to sit, to listen, to wonder if that movement is strong, to wonder, what is it? And not know, and listen, aware, and breathe, and ate, or not ate, and maybe wonder if this what am I or who am I is even the right question. What is it? Is there something separate? Which those questions kind of suppose, assume? So just this. This and this. Fresh air, the sun through the windows, we'll end the talk here.